No sleeping. No sleeping. Okay. Hello. My name is Marissa.
Hi. My name is Michelle.
And welcome back to Girls Night In. This episode, as you can tell by the title, created by me because, you know, I'm so original.
I'm not creative.
You're very creative, Michelle. I've seen a lot of your stuff. You're very creative. Thank you for everybody who listened to the podcast. Really appreciate it. This episode, we are talking about homecoming, we're talking about similes, and we're talking about VSCO girls. I feel like I should add something to that.
Stop.
And
no.
Save the turtles. I'm not a VSCO girl. My little sister is. My little sister's a VSCO girl. I don't know. She needs
to rethink her life choices.
She does. She really does. Oh, and we maybe spill some boiling hot tea. Maybe. It's scalding. We're letting it settle in the kettle. I'm trademarking that. I'm going to trademark that for our podcast. So, I think we should just... How are you feeling today, Michelle?
Tired and confused. Every day.
Sam?
Yes.
I feel that on a spiritual level. So, let's talk about HoCo first. HoCo is next Saturday. Are you going to anybody else's homecoming?
Nope. I am lonely.
Same.
Guys are playing me, so.
But I am invited to going to Riley's homecoming with her.
I don't know.
Because, you know.
The girl from last year?
Yeah, remember Riley comes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I may go with her to that. And then next week, I don't know if I'm going to go to homecoming next week. Still think about it. But we do, however, have a whole, like, homecoming week. And first day is... Oh, hi. Okay. First day is meme day. Are you going to dress up for meme day?
I actually have no idea. Or I'll probably just, like, wear regular clothes and then bring a bag of potato chips for that. And then mine is, like, yeah. Hurricane Katrina,
more like Hurricane Tortilla. I am dressing up as Old School Dwayne, which if you don't know what Old School Dwayne looks like, it's Dwayne the Rock Dwayne the Walk? I sounded like a five-year-old. Dwayne the Rock Johnson. When he's wearing his, like, turtleneck and he has, like, the chain and the fanny pack on. But I feel like when I wear it, people are going to think I'm Billie Eilish. So just in case that backfires, I'm going to bring a beanie with me. And then, you know, I don't know, recreate the I don't want to be you anymore genius meme. Where
Nope.
No. Next day, Texas check because the school... that voice crack, oh, my God. The school wants to be sponsored by TikTok, I'm pretty sure.
Why?
I don't know. They're like... Because, like... What is this? Sorry, she's showing me a meme. I tell people I'm socially awkward, but the truth is I'm also privately awkward. I can relate to that on a spiritual level. Okay. Oh Texas check, what are you wearing for a Texas check?
What's that?
Like, you just, like, dress up as a Texaner? I don't know. We're in Texas, so just wear regular clothing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just going to wear a NASA t-shirt with some jeans. That's really all it.
Do you find old people cute?
What? Why are you showing me memes? Like, we are in the middle of a podcast, Michelle. Like, you know, that's not very cash money of you, okay?
You know when, like, at Costco and you see, like, old people eating pizza together? Isn't that cute?
I don't know.
Is this old man
I haven't been
cute?
To Costco in a while, okay?
Me either.
Okay. Texas check. And then camo day on Friday, which is just... I saved that on my Pinterest. I'm sorry. We're getting off topic.
Sorry.
So, yeah. I guess we should talk... Oh, wait. Camo day. You gonna dress up for camo day? Camo day.
Probably just not alive.
All I have is camo leggings.
Invisible. Wait, okay, keep going.
Did you say I'm already invisible?
What?
Michelle.
I'm talking to myself.
You're not invisible to me, yeah. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Friendship goals. I hate myself.
Hey, you
want to
hear a
that.
Joke?
Sure. Say it.
Okay. They all laughed when I told them that one day I would discover the secrets of invisibility. If only they could see me now.
Oh, okay, we're getting off topic.
Sorry.
Assemblies. They have random assemblies for no reason
on
here.
On Mondays?
Yeah, like, not like on Mondays. Like, what? Like, was it this week or the week before when they had an assembly for no reason? They just sat in the gym?
Oh, yeah. I think they do it.
What was that for? Like, just let us sit in the cafeteria. I mean, I didn't really sit in the gym because I had choir practice, but I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure this podcast is going to be super quick, but we're going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff, too. So, yeah, assemblies. Do we need them? Probably not. But they do, however, need to send out emails. I didn't know today we were allowed to wear college shirts.
Me either.
I can't hear things for... I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. It's not a bad word, but crap. I can't hear things
wow.
for crap. I'm sorry. I know. People are probably thinking, like, oh, my gosh.
I thought you
she's so, like, No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna get us demonetized on our podcast demonetized. That's bad. But yeah, assemblies don't need them, but I can't hear, so they should really just send out emails more often. Please and thank you. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Okay. that was weird. I'm sorry. VSCO girls. Why?
I feel like they're out of trend now.
VSCO is an app, if you don't know what VSCO is. It's just, you can just put filters on.
Editing apps.
Yeah, you just put filters on your photos. Why are VSCO girls a thing? They're just like, oh, I'm so quirky, and they have their scrunchies and their puka shell necklaces.
Who's
so they're
the first one?
Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah,
Emma Chamberlain is the first VSCO girl.
She's responsible for this.
She is very responsible for this. Drinking iced coffees, scrunchies, oversized t-shirts, puka shell necklaces. I don't know if a whole bunch of the VSCO girls go, hi, sisters, you know.
Oh, God. Because
the sister squad, how they say it, sister squad. They have that H in it. Yeah, what? Hydro Flask. God, I picture, like, if VSCO girls were, like, a cult, I picture, like, one of them, they're, like, in a big oversized t-shirt, and they have, like, a metal straw, they're, like, hitting the Hydro Flask with it, like, welcoming them to it, and they're going, welcome, to, like, their, like, voices are, like, hi, welcome. That was weird.
Yeah.
Ew, I hated that. What do you think?
About what?
VSCO girls. You haven't talked that much. It's just me talking. Michelle, this podcast isn't about me, okay?
You want to talk about something really great?
What?
The new Rick and Morty season 4 is coming out on
November 10th. I saw the trailer.
Oh my God.
I'm excited. What else is coming out? Trying to think.
My Hero Academia?
I don't watch My Hero Academia. I know, I'm sorry. Sue me. I don't care. I mean, like, I do care, but, like, I don't care. It's weird. I don't know. The show isn't weird. My life is weird.
Cosplayers that anime. Oh God. Cosplayers scare me. Like, one of my fears. They're creepy.
Furries.
Oh God. Ooh, I can't deal with that.
That's spooky. But if you're like a furry, like, I'm not trying to hate you. Me, I'm like trying to back this up, making sure I'm like,
wait,
don't
so
start anything.
Where do furries go at night?
Why are you asking me? I'm not a furry.
Maybe you are.
I'm not. Don't, I promise. Natalia, if you're listening to this, Natalia thinks I'm a VSCO girl. I'm not a VSCO girl.
Why?
I don't know. I don't
Maybe
wear
you have potential to be one.
I do not have
That's
potential.
A compliment.
But thank you. Yeah. I don't have potential of being a VSCO girl, okay? VSCO girls hate me. Everybody hates me. I only have a few close friends, like Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, hello.
You're like, hello, that's me.
Yeah.
What else should we talk about?
I don't know.
I'm bored. I know, me too. How long have we been recording?
Is it even recording?
Like, yeah, it's recording.
Okay.
We've been recording eight minutes and 20 seconds. Ooh, what else could we talk about here? We could talk about so much. Let's talk about, should we spill the tea that's been settling in the kettle?
Don't call out names.
We're not going to say who. We're going to give them a fake name because we don't want to be mean at all. The fake...
Swanson.
No, I think the fake name should be...
Pac-Man?
Yeah. Okay, we'll call him Pac-Man.
Yeah.
He's probably going to know who this is, and he's probably going to have a talk with me after this. If he does listen to the podcast, I doubt he does. But Pac-Man, if you are listening to this, you may know who you are.
Ooh.
Maybe. Ooh. People are going to think I'm that person who, like, I have dirt on everybody. I don't. I just hear it from other people. Sometimes. Ooh. Sorry. Okay. So, Pac-Man.
walk up to me.
He walk up.
Michelle.
I'm sorry. So Pac-Man and I kind of dated for a while during the summer, and we kept it private, you know. We only told a couple of friends, like Michelle.
I actually was not aware.
Wait, you were?
I probably was not listening to you at all, or was just bored.
Same.
Out of my mind. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I forget a lot of things.
It's okay. I'm not upset, okay? And then we broke up. he broke up with me. He said he wasn't ready. And I'm like, okay, Pac-Man, you know what? I'm fine with that.
Adding
Pac-Man. Honestly, I was fine. Like, I was like, okay, you know, like, he wasn't ready. Like, I'm okay with that. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. There's people walking. Oh, I'm not, like, I'm not trying to get upset. I'm just like, there's people, like, opening up doors. Ugh, I interacted with other people. This is so weird. Ugh. Okay. Sanitize myself. Okay, so, yeah. Couple, I think maybe like a month or so passed by, and you know, we're fine. Said he wasn't ready. Not even a month or so.
She said she wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready. Yeah. Kevin Hart should join our podcast sometime. Invite Kevin Hart over. Yeah. So, and then he ends up Pac-Man a little while later. Yeah. And he skateboards into my buddy over here, Michelle's snap. And would you want me to read it, or would you like me to summarize it? We'll summarize the tea that's about to, the boiling tea that's about to be.
Let's get some background context.
Yeah, I'm not making any of this up. I'm not a person to make up stuff about other people to get views, because, you know, gotta do it. Mm-hmm. Let's say do it for the Vine, but Vine's dead.
Oh, my God. We just became closer friends.
Yeah.
And then it took a turn.
Okay. Really. So, Pac-Man.
I mean, I saw this coming.
I'm not going to say the full thing, but I'm going to summarize it only because then Pac-Man's really going to know who he is. So, Pac-Man doesn't want to ruin the relationship with Michelle. Doesn't want it to fade away. Thinks she's a really cool and chill person. He likes her, and he likes it when she gives him company, and how she makes him smile.
Does this yeah. sound weird anyway?
When he wasn't ready,
oh, geez.
But little did Pac-Man know, my girl shows me this, and I go, ooh.
Sorry, I'm just confused.
Michelle's just really confused right now. She's like, what?
Okay, background. My mom lectures me for being friends with him, and so if I were to pursue a relationship with him, it would be the end of me.
I can't tell my dad anything
Even
about relationships.
I've done some stuff without my parents.
Ooh, Michelle's a bad girl.
This is a real.
That's
this is
the tea. Okay.
This is a good relationship.
Yeah. So honestly, like just want to know. I don't care. Would you want to be in a relationship with him?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's cool. I'm fine with it. What the heck? People on Snapchat, Snapchat news feed is weird. Well, I mean, I couldn't relate to it because I don't use Snapchat, but, you know, like, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was surprising people.
It's okay. And so what happens is we're like, ooh, dang, that sounds like tea. We should put this tea packet into the kettle and boil it for a little bit.
Wait, I thought you put the tea packet in the mug.
No, we put the tea packet in there so we can put it in the kettle, and then we can let the boiling tea settle in the kettle.
Wait,
you know?
I thought it was just water that's boiling in the kettle.
Michelle, please.
What? Wait, I don't know how to make tea.
Same. Hi, Gabriel. He's probably thinking, what the heck?
Sorry.
Okay. But yeah, that is the tea. The tea has been spilled. We're mopping up the tea. I'm not upset. Pac-Man, I really hope, Michelle, you're just like, I know you're lying.
Hey, I'm just the victim here, okay?
It's like, I know you're lying. But yeah, so, Pac-Man, if you do know who you are.
Yep.
Yep. I'm not upset. I just don't know why Pac-Man had to lie. I want to laugh each time they say Pac-Man, because, but yeah, we have no questions. Actually, you know what, this episode was actually inspired by somebody, Mejean, if you're listening to this, thank you for the homecoming idea. He was the one who, let me see if I can pull this up, he sent me a text, he went, did I save it? Watch me not save it. Okay, he said, big homecoming proposals should be a topic. I mean, honestly, I've only been in the area to see a couple of homecoming proposals.
Oh, I saw one, like, 2 days ago with, like, this basketball thingy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that one.
I think it's just common for, like, a poster and then, like, some words. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And then they pick up their phones and then they start clapping.
Yeah.
Which is, it's good.
I mean, like, I just kind of notice that's happening once everybody starts clapping.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I'm not really there, you know? But, I mean, I was going to think about, like, proposing to myself. I was going to bring a big mirror and be like, hey, will you go to homecoming with me? I'd be like, oh, my gosh, yes. And then maybe fake cry just to, like, you know, be extra.
Who keeps the poster? And where does the poster go?
I feel like...
Like, they just hold around a poster?
Yeah, like they just hold around the poster. That actually, but, like, my friend Riley is going with me if I do end up going to homecoming here.
Oh, I am.
You are? Yeah. Oh, wait, you are? Okay. Yeah. That's great, Pam.
I'm going to wear makeup for the first time.
So really, Michelle?
Watch that not happen. I'm going to refuse, but, yeah.
That's going to be nice.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. So, again, thank you, Mejean, for inspiring this episode. We really appreciate it. Yeah. I think that's really all I think we spent most of the rest of the time talking about the boiling tea. That was a settle in the kettle. Trademark. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's it. Thank you for listening to us. By us, I mean, it was me talking most of the time.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't even get to talk at all.
I don't talk a lot.
I know. First episode you did, we had a good time.
We should talk about Minecraft in the next episode.
We should. Yes. Everybody, you guys can also send voice messages. So if you want us to talk about Minecraft, just send us a voice message, you know? We'll talk about it. But yeah, this was Girls Night In. I'm Marissa.
And I'm Michelle.
We make M&M. We never explained that, why the M&M was a thing. It's because our names both start with M. Yeah, we're
so creative.
We're geniuses, okay?
We're getting copyrighted.
No, we won't. M&Ms. Well, I mean, it's not like we're using, like, the candy brand, you know?
Yeah, we don't get that S at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for listening. If you're new, make sure to hit the follow button. Or the heart, since it's on Spotify, too. And the bell, if it does allow you to hit the bell for it. I don't know. Yeah, thank you so much. And we will talk to you guys later. Bye.